To an outsider, life at the Montier Fromagerie looks crazy. Just a short visit to the artisan cheese farm sends my head spinning. In a small cheese tasting room, winemakers are trying to pair their libations with cheese for an upcoming promotion. A pro photographer wanders around in colorful muck boots snapping shots, and guests from China have dropped in for a tour. Then there's about 300 hungry sheep and goats to deal with, and there's cheese to be made. Joan Montier and her French-born husband, Pierre-Louis, have been running this farm since 2002. That's when they gave up wheat farming to take care of sheep and goats. They're rather calm amid this flurry.
Babies. And all that is a sheep come in French. Baby.
In the space of a couple of spring months, the Montiers will work to help bring 200 lambs and kids into the world. It's like a busy maternity ward. For the sleep-deprived farmers, it's a bit like a long-distance marathon. Pierre-Louis says during the birthing season,
anything can happen any time of the day or the night, so it's a little more stressful. So when that period is over, we're glad because then it's not as hard on us too, and the animal.
Pierre-Louis and Joan are constantly shuffling sheep and lambs into different pens. They keep the mothers and their lambs together at first so they can learn each other's scent and call. Each mother and lamb has a unique voice. The newborn lambs are hard to resist. They're friendly. They totter near the fence on unsteady legs. They stand about a foot tall, have translucent pink ears, bright white curly coats, and wet pink little muzzles.
They are so innocent, you know. The innocence of the animal is, you know, if you treat them right, they think that you're the mother, and you know they cuddle with you. But when they get a little older, then they know the difference. Then they get more wild. But at the stage right now, they are just totally innocent, totally defenseless.
Still, not everything about birthing season is pleasant or cute. Joan says sometimes the mothers have trouble giving birth, and the sheep or lambs die as a result.
At first, I'd cry every time we'd lose a baby. I just thought, oh, my God. And you can't. It's not becoming callous. It's just more realistic when you get over 200 animals. It's different from 5, where every animal counts. Now we've got a pretty good system of emotional control. We don't break down quite so easily. Sometimes.
But the Montiers say along with difficult times comes a lot of joy from their chosen lifestyle. Pierre-Louis grew up in a small city in France, while his wife grew up on a wheat farm in eastern Washington. They've both learned a lot about animals and themselves since they started. Pierre-Louis says soon the brief chaos of spring will be over.
We like the lifestyle, obviously. It's a seasonal life. You work from sunup to sundown, 7 days a week, full board for a few months. So when fall comes, then we sort of like the fact that then it's slowing down and, you know, it's a more reasonable life.
It's a life in concert with the rhythms of the sun. Eventually, these lambs and kids will be sold for pets or milkers. Some will end up on dinner plates. Despite all the work of lambing season, the arrival of these tiny animals is celebrated. They've brought in the milk for the farmers' artisan French cheeses for another year. I'm Anna King in Dayton, Washington.